Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. We've got the Justice family up. They're singing a song, I Know What Lies Ahead. And after they finish the song, we're going to go right into the message by way of live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on the third commandment, taking the Lord thy God's name in vain. This will be part one of the message.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance that I'll safely reach my goal. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Now while on this road I get so weary, and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb each hill and I cross each valley by his hand, I'm daily led, and I won't look back. I'm gonna keep right on walking, 'cause I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Once again, take your Bibles and turn to Exodus chapter number 20. We've been studying the book of Exodus for some time now, but more recently, we started looking closely at the Ten Commandments, and we spoke last time about the order of the commandments and how that they were, how have been divinely placed in order of importance, if you will. We talked about the first commandment and how that it pointed to the fact that there is but only one true God. Amen. We know who that God is. Amen. He's the God of heaven. There's none like him. Amen. He's the one that sent his only begotten son to this world to die for our sins. Exodus chapter number 20, verse number 3 says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Who are we talking about? We're not talking about just any God that sits on a shelf this morning. We're talking about the God of heaven, the one and only. Amen. The one and only true God. I want to remind you that God is not saying to us that there is other gods. I want to clarify that this morning. When God said there, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, he's talking about little g gods that was made by man. Amen. We're not talking about some other god other than the God of heaven. He's not signifying that. He's saying, thou shalt not have any other gods, little g gods, before me. He doesn't want you getting sidetracked. Amen. Then we looked at the second commandment, and we saw how the God of heaven is to be worshiped in spirit and in truth by faith, for man is not to worship graven images. It's easy to worship a little g God that you can see. It's easy to worship a little g God that you can hold in your hands and touch by the feel. And it's easy to control that little g God yourself. You're moving it. You're tending to it. You understand what I'm saying? It's easy to have that because you don't have to worry about what God thinks. Because you created that situation, you see. But the God of heaven's not that way. He is our creator. And he told us in the second commandment, thou shalt not have any graven images. Before we continue, I want to remind you that these tablets, these Ten Commandments that we're talking about, where did they come from? How did we get these ideas? Did these ideas come from Moses? No. In fact, these ideas did not come from Moses at all. Moses did not have the foreknowledge to come up with these ideas. Moses did not have the sense to write down even Ten Commandments. No, God give it to man. You say, preacher, how did it come? Well, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 31 and verse 18 that they were written by the finger of God. These commandments that has been given came from heaven. Now, don't get excited about that. You say, preacher, why not? I'm saying to you, we want to say, well, I wish God would give us a sign. I wish God would speak to me. He has. He already has. God has given you a list of 10 things that he said, this is the way I want you to live. And we're so confused with all of the jargon and all the things that's going on in the world that we won't even sit down long enough and look at the 10 things that was written by the finger of God. And I tell you what, if you will do the things that's written simply in the Ten Commandments, you'll be amazed at how well that you treat your neighbor, how well that you treat your family, how well that you treat God. All of these things, it speaks of the home, it speaks of government, all of those things. Just 10. I'm telling you this morning, written by the finger of God. Does that interest you? Because boy, it sure does fire me up, amen. Now, I want you to look this morning at verse number 7, thou shalt what? Not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Notice the warning. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. There is a great warning if we take the Lord's name in vain. We're going to look at these things here in just a moment. Let's pray. Father, as we pause in your presence for just a moment, God, I know that, Lord Jesus, I've put some things on paper. But God, I pray today that you speak to me through the help of the Holy Spirit. God, would you help me to Lord God, preach to your people what you want me to say this morning? I pray that you would open their ears and open their hearts. Lord God, that they would be receptive to what's being said. That God, we leave here. God, we've been told these things, but God, we slip from time to time. God, and we say things that we shouldn't say, but help us to realize that everything we say is important. God, I pray that you'd help us to Lord God, take these things and apply them to our heart that we may not sin against God. We do love you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. I feel first of all this morning that in this verse that God is pointing out an object of the human body that has tremendous power. And let's look first of all at the verse in observance of the power of the tongue. You realize that your tongue has mighty power. It's not just something between your jaws that flap. It's not something that you just lick your teeth with. It is a member of the body that can be thoroughly dangerous. According to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 18 and verse 21, the Bible says it speaks of the contrast of the tongue. Did you know that the tongue has contrast? It has abilities to do good, but it also has abilities to do what? Bad. And so we have to be so careful. One of our biggest problems is that thing in our mouth. It just wants to say what it should say all the time. And you've got to keep it under control. Notice what, according to the Bible, right there, and I give you, I think it was Proverbs 18:21, the Word of God says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What a great contrast. What does that mean? Do you know if you was to do something wrong and you was to stand before a judge, there's power in what that judge says. He either pronounces you guilty and gives you the death penalty. He has pronounced you dead. Y'all understand what I'm saying? He's pronounced you to the judgment that you're going to go to die. Or he has the ability to say all sins forgiven, release the prisoner and let him go free. Just in the power of the tongue, death and life. Now, I want you to keep that in your mind. Can you see this morning that there is a power within our tongue? That it has things, it can do things great and it can also do things that are bad. You remember the old saying, sticks and stones, somebody just said it, may break my bones, but words can never harm me. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. I totally disagree with that statement. How many of the rest of you guys disagree with that statement? That you've been hurt by somebody who used that power of the tongue to say things that were hurtful to your heart. Caused you to be somebody that you weren't. Caused you to be angry. You know, they used to say it in baseball all the time. They used to tell us, now boys, if you'll go up there saying you're going to hit a home run, you have a better chance of hitting it past the infield. But if you go up there and say, I'm going to strike out, you're going to be lucky if you make it to first base. You don't want to see yourself as a loser. You want to see yourself as a champion. And how the coaches and how the preachers and how the people respond to that thing called the tongue is amazing. Friend, I want to tell you something. We got to be very careful with what we say. Now, the book of James, has much to say about the tongue. James chapter number 3 and verse number 8. The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth, listen to this, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. Wow. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. The verse out of James says that we can bless God, even the Father, but friends, we can also profane God with this wicked member called the tongue. How quickly that when our setting changes, so does our tongue change. You know, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody, I probably have, just don't remember it now. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody cuss in church. Maybe I hadn't been around Baptists long enough, amen. And I'm sure at some point it might happen. I hope that it doesn't. But I've never been cussed out in church as of today. Might get it after this message. But as of today, I've not been cursed out, amen. But settings, now how happy I've been cussed out in the world, amen. But settings seem to season our tongue. But if the heart is right, the tongue ought to be right. You say, preacher, are you perfect? Now, come on. Come on, you guys know that. I'm not perfect. But here's the thing. We are learning from the Word of God what to do and what not to do. It said, but taking the name of the Lord in vain has become normal talk in our day.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.